Though 2014 has barely begun, the Government of Canada is asking Canadians to look ahead to a grand celebration in 2017, the 150th anniversary of Confederation. And why not? We are blessed to live in one of the best places in the world. We have more reasons to celebrate than time to do so. Canadian Heritage Minister Shelley Glover called Canada's 150th birthday an extraordinary milestone to honor and an opportunity for Canadians from coast to coast to coast to reflect on and celebrate our history, heritage, values, and future. However, a celebration worthy of the nation's 150th anniversary requires considerable thought. Since the occasion belongs to all Canadians, the Government of Canada is asking us all for thoughts and opinions on the best way to mark this amazing birthday. If you want to contribute to this national dialogue online, visit www.canada.gc.ca/150, where you may complete a 5-minute questionnaire that includes the following questions. Which of Canada's accomplishments over the last 150 years makes you most proud to be Canadian? Which Canadians have inspired you most over the past 150 years? Do you think our 150th anniversary should have a theme, and what should it be? How would you like to celebrate this anniversary? How would you like your community to celebrate? In honor of the 150th anniversary, what could you or your community do for future generations? Along with the questionnaire, www.canada.gc.ca/150, provides links to fascinating facts and dates surrounding our national history, events and trivia it wouldn't hurt most of us to review, even if we once learned them. For instance, do you remember the significance and reasons for our national symbols and colors? Do you know that although the maple leaf is closely associated with Canada, the maple tree was only officially recognized as Canada's arboreal emblem on April the 25th, 1996. A little-known fact about our national anthem, O Canada, was officially proclaimed Canada's national anthem as recently as July the 1st, 1980, 100 years after it was first sung on June the 24th, 1880. Have you remembered from grade school history that Queen Elizabeth II was the first monarch to specifically be proclaimed Queen of Canada and the first to bear this title? Do you know who designated Canada's official colors to be red and white and when? On November the 21st, 1921, King George V designated Canada's colors by the proclamation of the Royal Arms of Canada. Though most Canadians realize that Canada has two national sports, ice hockey in winter and lacrosse in summer, not everyone knows how recently they were made official, 1994. Let the government know your thoughts at www.canada.gc.ca/150. If you don't have access to a computer, send your thoughts by mail to my office. In a world of bad news, anticipating our 150th birthday is a good reminder that we Canadians still have numerous blessings to celebrate. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.